Come on. There it is. Hot. Good morning. It is 6:20 a.m. on Monday, July the 29th, 2024. Here on a blue sky morning on the high plains east of the Rocky Mountains in Greeley, Colorado. Somewhere between the official temperature of 58 and my unofficial backdoor temperature 64. Sun's not up yet, really. It came up 5:54, so about 25 minutes ago, officially sunrise. But yeah, very cool, very, very pretty, quite comfortable. Perhaps, dare I say, even a little chilly. Feels great. Feels great. Fresh air on my face. Some good tunes this morning. I have a little coffee in my flask here just to tide me over until I get back. It's cold coffee at the moment, but it's liquid, keeps the mouth lubricated, which is all that matters. Caffeine is just a little bonus. And there's so little of it. A little bonus is probably the operative phrase. So, yeah, after the big 5,000 on Saturday, I took yesterday off just because I just wasn't... I wasn't up to it. The thought of it made me go, nope. Nope. Not happening. It's not happening at all. It's interesting. There's little patches of sunlight shining through the tree line off to the east and illuminating little branches and limbs of bunches of leaves here on the trees. It's kind of cute. It's kind of pretty. A very verdant green smell this morning. Putting up a flower spike. I don't know that I've ever seen a coleus put up a flower spike. Oh, here comes my friend with the Scotty dog. She's out early this morning too. She's probably out early every morning and I only catch her when she's running late. He's very curious this morning. Say again? Oh, I like this, yeah. Dog is receiving a bunch of P-mails this morning. I think he's gonna leave one of his own. Beautiful morning, gosh. Shades of things to come. It won't be too long where I'll be postponing the walk until later so that I can walk when at least the sun is up and slightly warm. But this morning I got up at 4:30 and I thought, you know, 4:30, I could get my, if I buckle down and get my act together, get my poop in a group, as my brother would say. Oh, Jesus. That white line means bicycle lane, dude. And it doesn't mean big honking truck. But I figured if I got going, if I got my stuff together, focused a little bit, I could get out at sunrise. And I did. I got out just at almost exactly at sunrise. And the morning picture shows just how close sunrise is. The sun actually was peeking through the trees a little bit, but I don't know if... Yeah, I don't know if the camera picked them up. But it was quite pretty. It wasn't as pretty as if there had been clouds shining to reflect the sun down and everything, but still. No, it didn't. It's definitely there, but I only know it's only there for me because I know that it's there. My big excitement yesterday was I finally managed to ink one of the very first pens that I got. It's a Waterman's CC cartridge converter from, I want to say, the 60s. Slender barrel tubular nib, and water. It's Waterman's, not Waterman, so it was before the company got purchased, I think, Schaefer got purchased by Bic. Anyway, it shifted from being Waterman's pens to Waterman pens at some point, which I have forgotten, and which is irrelevant to the story. But the company has always been a bit precious about cartridges, about refills. Once they stopped using lever fillers, I don't know, did they ever have a piston fill? Did they ever have a vacuumatic? I don't know. I've only seen really old Watermans with lever fillers, and these sort of much more modern aesthetic cartridge converter pens. Now, I have a CF, and the CF will take something. What does it take? I've inked it before. I remember it being a really smooth pen. It's the same vintage. But again, it has this weird step down in all of the cartridges, so that the collar that you have to stick the cartridge into is really small compared to most cartridges. And Waterman's cartridges, the old style, have a very long business end that is engineered to slide firmly into that collar. I think I might have inked it with a Linky cartridge. And then just kept the pen nibbed down so the ink didn't run out of the leak at the end of the cartridge. But I started doing some more research, trying to find out what converter, if anybody still has some cartridges. There was, I probably should have just bitten the bullet and bought them. There was a guy selling one of these CCs with a box of old cartridges. And you can tell if they're the right cartridge because not only do they have the funny business end, a little narrow half inch at the bottom, they also have a metal cap at the top. And so he had a whole box of these metal cap cartridges, and he was selling the CF pen with a box of cartridges. And I bid up to $45 on it and didn't get the bid. I think it went for over $100. It's like, I'll make do. I have one cartridge. It's flawed. I sealed it up with a little bit of clear fingernail polish. It seems to have sealed it, and it seems to have made it not so thick that it won't fit in the barrel anymore, which is one of the problems I was having. But I managed to get it inked up because my no-nonsense finally ran out of ink. I put a few drops, the last few drops of one of the sample blues in it. And honest to God, that no-nonsense is a beautiful pen. You know, for a cheap-ass pen, holy crap. Now here comes the coach. We're going to cross right at the mark post. I'm probably not going to slap it.
Morning.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Good, how are you?
Very well, thanks.
Yeah, just pretend I slapped the mark post on the way by. It's hard to say mark post and good morning at the same time. He's looking chipper this morning. Was it when I see a Greeley West t-shirt? Runny nose and a dry mouth. Come on, body, get it together. So I finally finished up with Skylar Ramirez. Swashbuckle. Nothing. I you know, I still like the characters. Some of the character twists were really quite interesting. I'm not exactly sure how or what or where or whatever. But some interesting world building, some interesting characters, some pretty largely repetitive and perhaps stereotypical kinds of plot devices. The Orphan Children was an interesting addition to the warship crew. Whether they're going to stay, we don't know yet. The Manic Pixie Girl. An interesting choice. Two relatively equal main characters, both damaged in largely the same way, which is okay. each with a different coping mechanism. Both of them needing to leave the coping mechanisms behind. So it was an interesting braid of story unfolding. And I enjoyed the reading. I'm probably going to recommend it just because I don't have any other space opera I could recommend. I'm going to make my blog post at the end of the month. I went to some, as I was going through the series, I was watching my Amazon recommendation queue, and there were several books in the continue series you started, including a Mackie Chandler, Family Law, that I had not seen, and apparently is relatively new. So I picked up the new Family Law book, and I'm sinking into it like a warm bath. It's really, yes, there we go. This is good, this is fun, this is nice, I like this. And I don't really know what the difference is. I don't know if it's the world building, if it's the much broader implication. There's a lot of political, there's a lot of financial, there's a lot of scientific stuff going on. The characters are interesting, getting reintroduced to all of the various alien races, the badgers, the bills, the new race, the cats, the derf. And of course the North Americans being stupid, because apparently it's, well, obviously, the North Americans appear to be almost terminally stupid, just as a group. I hate to make that kind of overgeneralization, but recent events have made me suspect that perhaps. Was it Ben Franklin Jefferson, Thomas Jefferson, who said, common sense is not all that common? First rays of the day's sun have touched my face. Or, no, that's not right. The rays of the morning sun have finally touched my face, or something. Jesus Christ, I don't know. It's supposed to be a writer. Yeah, I know. Speaking of which, I had a good session yesterday, but I am not going to talk about it. Every time I talk about it, and the reason is pretty selfish and largely superstitious. Every time I have said anything at all about that work in progress that shall not be named, I've been really excited about it. I've been really upbeat about it. I've been really positive about it, and it's died. I mean, it's just curled up in a little ball and gone, nope, at about 50 to 60,000 words. I just said, and sometimes sooner, but it just said, no, we're not going any further. This is not the story you want to write. This is not the story you're going to write. This is not a story that that you, at this current state of your career, the current stage of your skill, wants to put out in the world. And so, even though I might be excited about it, it's like, no. So, I put a new sticker on my monitor. I think I can talk about this part without too much danger. I have two already. Both quotes from the Dalai Lama. Just one small positive thought in the morning can change the whole day, which I do. I make it a point to write and publish on Mastodon, on the Fediverse via ActivityPub for the purists among you. My one small positive thought in the morning. And the other one is, don't let the behavior of, don't let the actions of others destroy your inner peace, which is something that I need to deal with daily, sometimes hourly. And so having that little reminder when I feel myself getting wound up because of something somebody else did, I look at that and say, yeah, okay, fine. That's them. I can only control how I respond. And responding with anything other than indifference, for the most part, is really the only... It's really, you know, it's like, yeah, okay, fine. Some of these activities are bordering on existential threats. So rather than getting upset about that action, I need to consider what actions I can take to counter the existential threat. I don't know how we're going to counter climate collapse, but one day at a time. Anyway, the third sticker, the new sticker, is Don't Think. Ray Bradbury's advice to writers, don't think. And so I have a sticky note on that right near the top where I can start near the front where I can see it. It says don't think. Right. And so, we'll see how it works out. But we're not going to talk about it. Because right now I'm at the back gate, tomorrow is another day, and with any luck at all, I will talk to you then.